And welcome to the Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford. This is Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. Temperature once again in the mid-80s in northern New Jersey as the Giants prepare for Saturday's preseason home opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Hi again, everybody. I'm Paul Dottino, and along with Sean O'Hara, we will take you through today's events as the Giants go through their final practice for that Steelers game. Tomorrow they will be off as they get ready for kicking it off on Saturday night. But our news of the day, believe it or not, Sean, it involves the defense. And linebacker Jaquan Williams, he apparently is going to be a full-time player this year.
I think everybody likes what they see in Jaquan Williams, and I can reflect back on my playing years. Year four for an NFL player, the game really starts to slow down. The light bulb kind of goes on, and I think that's what we've seen from Jaquan. I talked to John Beeson at practice last week, and he was amazed at how much Jaquan Williams has become vocally and how much more aware he is in this defense. I think he's going to be a big attribute for Perry Fuel. They love his ability to cover the tight end, so they're using him a lot as a Sam linebacker. And then in that nickel package, he's a linebacker that doesn't have to come off the field. There's not a lot of three-down linebackers out there in the NFL. Jaquan Williams is one of those guys because of his speed, which is one of the reasons why he came onto this team. But now his strength is catching up with that speed.
You mentioned Coach Fuel. He actually gave us a hint as to the promotion of Jaquan Williams earlier today.
You know, we think that we have three backers that can play every down. I think Jaquan Williams has made great strides since his rookie year, and he's performed like he's a three-down player thus far in this camp. So that's a plus for us.
It's just really reps and experience. Being able to get all the reps, being able to go through everything, that's where the growth came in. And once again, you know, being surrounded by great guys around me that's, you know, allowing me to develop and be comfortable and be who I am.
Now, over his previous three seasons in the league, Jaquan Williams has made a total of only 13 starts. Now, part of that was also because of some injuries, Sean. He did have a knee thing going last year.
Well, I mean, health is everything, and especially when you look at how many limited practices they have in the preseason. But for Jaquan, we heard him say, you know, look, I'm getting all the reps. So the fact that he's able to hone those skills, you see all the formations, you see all the plays, I think that's what really develops these players. And Jaquan now, I mean, he doesn't just know his position now. He knows what the linebacker to his left is doing, what the linebacker to the right, what the guys in front and back are doing as well.
All right, let's get a look at today's injury report. And, you know, yesterday, Jeff Schwartz was unable to practice. The Giants are going through a light practice this afternoon, and he is out there, so that's good news. However, still no Beckham, still no Holiday, a bunch of guys on that list. You know, what can you say if you're Coach Tom Coughlin? You want these guys out on the field, but you know if they're not healthy enough to play, they just can't get out there and the trainers won't clear them. Now, Peyton Hillis is an interesting case. This is a guy who really wants to show his stuff, but he got hurt in yesterday's practice. He sprained his ankle. Coach said he's going to be out for a little while, Sean.
Yeah, I mean, it's unfortunate for Peyton Hillis and for the Giants because basically they lose two running backs within days with David Wilson retiring as well. So, you know, I think for Peyton, I mean, he was a guy that came off the couch last year, gave them some great reps. I think he's a very physical runner, which Tom Coughlin loves, which I think the O-line loves blocking for a guy like that. And for Peyton, I really think that it's unfortunate for him because now he's going to miss time, and this opens up the door for a guy like Andre Williams, a guy like Michael Cox, to now get some reps and possibly even leapfrog Peyton Hillis. So, you know, hopefully he won't be out very long because based on the footage that we just saw, nobody fell on his ankle. It didn't look like anything super serious. Hopefully he'll be back out there soon.
One of the other guys you saw on that injured list is rookie Odell Beckham. Now, he's a first-round draft pick, and that's really cool. Problem is he's not being able to get on the field because of a hamstring. Victor Cruz says missing those reps can be a dangerous thing.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, as a first-round pick and as a rookie wide receiver especially, you want to get those reps. You want to get that game-type feel when you're out here, and it's tough because he hasn't gotten it. But he's definitely ahead of the curve from a mental standpoint as far as the game plan. He's locked in everything. He knows all his plays. I'm quizzing him all the time. I'm giving him little things to think about while we're out here on the field, making sure he's locked in. So it's unfortunate he can't be out there, but his time will come.
We do not expect to see Beckham against Pittsburgh, so that would be two games in the books and no Beckham on the field. How far behind is he, Sean?
Well, he's definitely going to be playing catch-up, you know, physically, but the mental reps, they can only do so much. I mean, you can't stand there and watch practice every day and then think that all of a sudden you can just plug yourself in and have the timing. And timing is everything, especially with your quarterback and especially in this West Coast offense. So I think it's huge that Odell Beckham is missing all these reps. I think the frustration, that's really the challenge for him right now. You can only worry about the things you can control. And for him, he's got to be healthy. Don't put yourself out there because you're frustrated and you just get out there too soon, because one more setback could mean he misses the entire preseason. I look at this like if he had been drafted 5 years ago, a lot of first-round guys, they missed the first week of training camp anyways because of the holdouts that they used to have. Now we don't have that. So, yeah, he missed the first preseason game. I think as long as he can get back for at least two of these preseason games and get some reps, he should be able to overcome that.
Okay, Sean, let's talk about the guys who will play Saturday against Pittsburgh, guys who are healthy, who've already played that first Hall of Fame game, the bonus game, the fifth game of the preseason, if you will. How does things kind of change as you move on into the preseason?
Well, I think, you know, this preseason is obviously different for this entire team because you have five games. So I think for the players, it's like, hey, you know what? We have one more opportunity to run this offense. They're all going to appreciate that. But the second preseason game, I think, you know, as a starter, you realize I'm going to play a little bit more. The first game, maybe you get two series for the Giants. We saw them get three. But I think you see the energy level start to rise a little bit in that second game, and it gets a little more physical.
And I know with the scheme that the Steelers defense plays, you're going to be looking at the tight ends a lot.
Yeah, the tight ends are going to have their hands full with this scheme. The Pittsburgh Steelers represent a great challenge for any offense, but particularly a new offense you're trying to implement because of the defense, what they do. Dick LeBeau loves inside zone cross blitzes. They're going to be challenged up front.
One of the guys here on this sheet that you're looking at, Daniel Fells, he's got a sprained knee. We don't know about his status for the game. Larry Donnell, to this point, has been the best pass receiver of the tight ends. But, again, you got to show the complete package if you're going to play for Coach Tom Coughlin. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the offensive line and an all-rookie pick from last season, Justin Pugh. He had a chance to sit down with our own Bob Papa, so stick around.
Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess here on MSG Plus. We're joined by second-year offensive lineman Justin Pugh. All right, so training camp number two. How different is it this year than last year?
It's like night and day. Very familiar with the way things are run around here, how the setup is inside. Just like going to meetings, like there's no anxiety with anything like that, and how, you know, Flats runs a practice or Coach Coughlin. Getting used to the things just makes it easy.
All right, obviously a lot of changes on this offensive line. Chris Snee no longer here. David Deal no longer here. What's it like to not have those veterans in the room anymore?
It's a little bit different. You know, there's five out of the 10 guys that were here last year. Five are gone. So when you're sitting in that room, it's definitely a weird feeling. But we got some great guys in there, and we're having fun. And then we sort of go out there and play and do what we do.
Obviously, if it was the same offense as last year, you might have a little bit more of a leadership role because you would know the offense. But it's kind of everybody starting with a clean slate. How's that adjustment been?
I mean, I love it. I think it's great that everyone on the whole offense is on the same page. So, you know, Eli was in offense for 10 years, and now he's learning this new one, too. So we're all able to talk to each other, see what one person's seeing or as opposed to somebody else. So it's a good thing. It makes sure everyone's on their toes, and when we're out here, making sure we're on our A game.
How important is it to get this running game back to New York Giants style running game? Because last year it was spotty.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I think getting the establishing the running game makes everything easier. So we have to make sure that's our focal point going into camp and making sure we're doing a good job on the 9-on-7s and the run periods, finding our identity, finding what works best, what runs we like to go to, and then executing when it comes to Sunday.
All right, when you finish your rookie year, you had a little time to relax a little bit, but then you go in and you kind of study what you did. And then you prepare for the next season. What are some of the areas when you look back at last year that you feel you did well and areas in which you really want to improve as a player?
You know, just working on a lot of the fundamentals, getting better at that. Obviously learning the playbook inside and out, which is something that we couldn't do in the offseason because we didn't know what offense we would be running until the spring. So really getting the handle on the playbook is something I'm working on now, so I'm able to master those techniques and you know, find places where you can switch up your technique and maybe short set a guy or you know you're getting help. So it's those little things that you can work on that definitely are going to help me out down the road and just competing. Going out there and being competitive is probably the number one thing.
You know, we talk about all the changes on the offensive line, but there's been so many changes on defense. And even when you have your one-on-one drills, yeah. Tuck's not here. I mean, there's yeah. different guys, so it's got to be new for you in that respect, too.
Yeah, last year a lot of times it was me and Tuck going one-on-one, but Mathias was always there, JPP being hurt. Now where we have him back on that side, Mathias there, and it presents it's different challenges. Obviously, they're two totally different players, Tuck and Kiwanuka. So learning from those guys has both been great. They've been in the league for a while and know a lot of things. So you'll see him kind of giving me help. Hey, you can change up your hands here. Things that, you know, I may not see as offensive linemen. So it's great to have those veterans on defense, and they definitely provide a lot of benefits for an offensive line.
Hey, we appreciate you stopping by, and good luck this season.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
So that is second-year offensive tackle Justin Pugh, who as a rookie last season only got flagged 3 times. And, Sean, that tells you a lot about where he's at as an offensive lineman.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And none of those flags, Paul, were for holding. So what that tells you is things we already knew a little bit about Pugh. Extremely athletic. A couple of things that he wants to work on, and we saw him in those drills, Paul. The punch. You saw him punching the sled. You saw him punching the big medicine balls. That is so paramount as a tackle because it's all about that punch, creating a separation and forcing the defensive end to restart. I think Justin Pugh is extremely athletic. He's got to do a much better job of not getting beat inside. That's where he struggled last year.
And the other thing I know Coach Flaherty's been talking about is getting more power. And that kind of goes right into what you're talking about the punch.
Absolutely.
The punch and the power simultaneously.
They go hand in hand.
Yeah, got to go for it. Hey, folks, when you come out to Giants practice, don't forget to snap some really cool photos. You're going to get right up to the fence, right here by the field, and get some good shots. And send your Instagrams out. Look at this. Bruno 69.
I saw that guy yesterday. Who are those two handsome guys on the right?
Look at that. True Blue NYC. Don't forget, there's Facebook, there's Twitter, there's all kinds of social media. The New York Giants pay a lot of attention to this stuff. It's your chance to connect with this franchise. Now, when we come back, we're going to go inside game preparations in what's called the Giants Life. So don't go away. It's a beautiful day once again in East Rutherford as the Giants get ready for Saturday's preseason home opener against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Back here on Giants Training Camp Live. And now it's time to go to a segment we call the Giants Life, where we give you an inside look at how two of the Giants prepared for the Hall of Fame game.
Another productive week of practice in the books, and the quest to solidify a roster spot continues for Adrian Robinson and Charles James. While Robinson is looking to catch the eye of the coaching staff and move up the tight end depth chart,
easy money.
James is making plenty of noise in the secondary, leading the defense with 4 interceptions in practice. They play on different sides of the ball, but the goals are the same: stand out during the week and carry it over to the preseason games. Though there's always room for a little levity.
Adrian, what do you got?
Last of a dying breed, Mohicans. On three. 1, 2, 3.
Mohicans!
Hey, Rock, get yourself with the camera.
It's you.
Larry Donnell.
Give me some. Shout me out, bro.
Yeah,
shout
you
me
know,
out.
That's my dog, Larry, right here.
Shout me out, y'all.
Get dip on. Hey, man. Take y'all hand on that, man.
It may be a rare occurrence, but there is an off day here and there during the course of training camp. And when they come on the calendar, Robinson, like many, uses them as an opportunity to freshen up. In Robinson's eyes, looks not always deceiving.
look good, feel good, play good. So, and especially being in training camp, you know, we only get one day off a week. So if it wasn't, you ought to get it in, get a haircut when you can. Otherwise, you'll be, won't look too good on the field. I've been coming here for 3 years. It's going to be my third year. When I first got here, I think it was Kevin Booth told me about this place. You know, it was right by the facility. So I came around here, and I've been going to Los ever since.
Well, actually, the first player to walk in was Sam Madison. Then from him, it led to R.W. McQuarters. And from them, we had Jacobs, Antrell Rowe, JPP.
Yeah, I had to go to a few different shops before I found this one. One that was legit. So it's definitely good here.
It's an off day on the surface, but football is still on his mind. Just a few days away from the first of five preseason games, Robinson clearly thinking about the opportunity.
My mindset is just I'm just thinking about going out there and making a good impression. You know, it's a real big year for me. I haven't got to play a lot, so I know it's still preseason, but my mindset is I'm treating it like a regular season game. Like, it's my Super Bowl, actually, because, you know, I haven't been on the field in so long, so I just got to go out there and prove what I can do to the coaches and to my teammates and try to win that starting spot.
And welcome to NBC Sunday Night Football as the New York Giants meet the Buffalo Bills in the Pro Football Hall of Fame game.
Hey, let's have some juice. It's the first preseason game. Let's get off with it fast and keep it going the whole way. Because this is going to be us the whole season.
James makes the most of his trip to Canton, seeing time in the secondary and on special teams. He'd finish with two tackles. As for Robinson's impact, the box score doesn't tell the whole story. While he has no receptions, it's his blocking that earns high praise.
Play fake by Nassib. Rolls, now has a deep ball down the right sideline. Got his receiver. And what a catch made by Corey Washington. Takes it away from the defender, runs down the right sideline. Touchdown, Giants.
Hey, was that you on the noon?
I was blocking. I was in.
Great protection, man. Great to hold that end, bro.
That was a good ball.
Good game one. Left a lot of players out there. I could have made, but I'd get better.
So James and Robinson are two of the young guys battling for a spot on the Giants roster. Speaking of the roster, there's a battle going on at wide receiver. We'll talk about it when we come back after this. Time for our big moment of the day, and we reflect on yesterday's practice. Manning back to throw, and Walter Thurman with the interception. Blanket coverage on Victor Cruz. Eli was just not able to fit this one in. Thurman has had a terrific camp, by the way. He's given Cruz all kinds of fits throughout the course of the summer. Now, speaking of Victor Cruz, Sean, of the top Giants wide receivers on this depth chart, he's the only guy who's been healthy throughout.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that that's probably one of the most frustrating things for not just Tom Coughlin, but also for Eli Manning. I mean, you're installing a new offense. You're trying to get the timing down. And to not have your starting three or four receivers out there taking every single snap, I mean, that's detrimental to this offense. So, you know, he and Victor have a great relationship. But, you know, a guy like Ruben Randle, obviously Odell Beckham, we talked about him, Jarrell Jernigan, you know, and for Mario Manningham, we've all seen him. He's still battling a lingering issue with his knee. But that's crucial for a big offense.
Now, the other day in the Hall of Fame game, the Giants did not get a pass targeted to either Ruben Randle or Victor Cruz. They're starting wideouts. But assistant coach Sean Ryan says you don't need to be worried about that.
I think, you know, both those guys had about, you know, between 18 and 20 snaps apiece. And I think, you know, it's a matter of where the read takes the quarterback and those certain passes that they happen to be in. And it just worked out where none of the progressions took them that way. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't a plan, part of the plan. So they'll be fine and they'll make plays. And we're not worried about that. That wasn't the emphasis of the day.
Well, I don't have plays specifically for me, but I think that's just kind of the way it is. I'm begging for more reps out here in practice, but coach is kind of, you know, pulling me back, just making sure I'm I'm you know, staying healthy and making sure we're good to go for the rest of the preseason and into the regular season.
So let's talk about Victor Cruz for just a second, because in three full seasons as a Giants starter, he has averaged 80 catches a year for 1,200 yards a year and 8 touchdowns a year. Okay, Sean, over under on each of those stats this season.
Okay, well, basing off that full screen we just saw, he underperformed from his averages last season. So I'm going to take the over on receptions. But in this offense, I think he's going to get a lot more touches, but it could end up being for less yards. I think touchdowns is where he's got to really step it up, because the Giants need him to find the end zone, just like these plays we're seeing right here. A lot of deep balls. They want to throw the ball deep with Victor Cruz because he is so fast. But the yards after catch, that's what this offense is predicated on. Quick, short passes, let the receivers do their damage after. That's where Victor Cruz excels.
Now, Cruz also can do some things for the Giants aside from the stats. For example, mentoring guys like Marcus Harris, who last year was a member of the practice squad and right now has a chance at the final 53.
I think Marcus Harris, I mean, from the game he had and, you know, streaming into practice, he's been really taking advantage of his opportunity, a couple guys being down, things like that, and he's really coming to the forefront here as a good player. So we'll see how it goes, but he's definitely one of the guys that's standing out.
I knew it was going to be a journey just off of my performance and practice, you know, just giving my all every play. But I knew I still had to earn it. It wasn't just going to be given to me. And, you know, after OTAs, you know, I got a good vibe from the coaches, so I just knew I had to come out here working for camp.
So now it's time to go to our Twitter question. Twitter. Yes. The Real Jedi wants to know, does Marcus Harris have a real chance to make this roster? This is a guy whose experience really starts out at Murray State, goes to the Arena League, last year practice squad. It's a heck of a jump.
Yeah. Well, I think as a receiver, no matter where you're playing, you cannot drop a football. And I think that's one of the things that we've seen from Marcus Harris. He's caught everything, and he's caught everything in practice, and he's going against some good guys in practice here. And we see him in the game, he elevates his play. And I think he's shown he has great hands. The biggest thing for Marcus is, what can he contribute special teams-wise? Can he be like a David Tyree and be a gunner on the punt team? Can he be on kickoff return? Can he make tackles from a defensive standpoint and contribute on special teams? That's how he's going to make the team.
Now, another underdog on this wide receiver depth chart is Preston Parker, former Florida State star, had 3 years with the Buccaneers. After being out of football, he's here with the Giants. He's also doing some kick return stuff.
And he's getting a lot of reps because of the injuries to Trent and Holiday. So I think for Preston, again, it's special teams. What can he contribute? He needs to make a big play in the preseason. Huge return for a touchdown to make the play.
Like Corey Washington did the other night in the Hall of Fame
game. Huge play. It was great to see a receiver fight for the ball. Giants fans didn't see a lot of that last year.
We'll see what happens on Saturday when the Giants open their preseason home schedule against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Kickoff's at 7:30, and we'll see you next week on Giants Training Camp Live.
NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.